Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guests are Marco Bay, director of the Lomakotsi Restoration Project. Welcome, Marco. Marco, are you there?
Yes.
And Peter Winnick. He's the district conservationist for Jackson County Natural Resources Conservation Service. Are you there, Peter?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Okay, so I've got Peter. You're there, right?
I am right here. Thank you.
And Marco, I've got you.
I am right here. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Marco, let's start with you. Sure. Before we talk about the grant, tell me about Lomakotsi and the work of your organization.
Sure. Lomakotsi Restoration Project, we're a nonprofit organization. We're based in Ashland, Oregon, and actually in Alturas, California. We work throughout Oregon and California. And our mission is to restore ecosystems and the sustainability of communities, cultures, and economies. We do a lot of that work through forest restoration and fire resiliency around our community. The pillar of our work is really focused in the Rogue Basin in southwestern Oregon. And we'll be celebrating our 30th year in January.
Okay, well, give me a little background on your journey. When you were a kid, did you grow up and say, I want to grow forests?
I grew up interested in natural resources from a very young age, and then founding Lomakotsi in 1995 and working with our great partners from our federal, state, and other non-government organizations with the goal and the passion to take care of our lands, and that involves lands across private, public, and working closely with our tribal partners across ancestral lands. Which all these lands are within that ancestral lands context.
And so tell me, how large is the area that you're working with?
So we have a pretty mature partnership that's been operating for a couple decades together, and specifically with our partner, Natural Resource Conservation Service, the last 15 years. And really, we're focused particularly on this project, is in the 4.6 million acre Rogue River Basin. And one third of that, of our 4.6 million acre watershed, is private non-industrial lands. And that's where this particular project builds upon years of work with the Ashland Forest All Lands Restoration Project, which is about 14,000 acres of work, into the West Bear Project, which is about a 27,000 acre footprint that we've treated about 6,000 of those acres. Now the Rogue Bear Project, which was just awarded this $21 million, we're looking at a treatment of anywhere between 8,500 to 10,000 acres. And when I say a treatment, we're talking about hazardous fuels reduction performed in an ecological way, working across all lands. So we're focused on private lands with this funding, but it complements work on BLM lands that are adjacent in the checkerboard. So this is to the northwest of Jacksonville, up to Gold Hill, towards Sam's Valley on the west side. So we're looking at trying to create a fuel profile so that firefighters and first responders can access properties on a suppression opportunity. Also to maintain these forest treatments through future prescribed burning or maintenance, and really to protect communities from high severity fire, while protecting our ecosystem services and improving wildlife habitat. So that's really the focus of this effort, 8,500 to 10,000 acres of treatment over 5 years, working in partnership with multiple agencies and the Rogue Forest Partners, which is doing a lot of great work in the basin. And that involves the Forest Service, the BLM, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, NRCS, Southern Oregon Forest Restoration Collaborative, the Nature Conservancy, Oregon Department of Forestry, OSU Extension. So we have a really robust, mature partnership that has enabled us to be in a position to receive this significant investment from NRCS to continue our great forest restoration and resiliency work across the basin.
It sounds like it. I want to get into that fuel profile in a minute. Peter, let me come to you. Tell me about your organization and the work you do there.
Yeah, absolutely. So the NRCS, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, we are an agency within the Federal Department of Agriculture. And what's unique about us is we are tasked with working with private agricultural landowners, so foresters and ranchers and orchardists and vineyards and folks on pasture. And our programs are voluntary and they're voluntary programs and they're non-regulatory. So we're really kind of the white hat folks here to help people. And we help them with technical in a lot of cases, and then in a lot of cases, financial assistance through our financial assistance programs, because getting this work to, whether it's improving irrigation systems, reducing fuels, improving pasture, wildlife habitat, stream corridor restoration, a lot of this takes a lot of dollars for people to do. And in some cases, you know, in the forestry realm, you know, we're working with pre-commercial forest landowners. They don't have commercial forests to harvest. And so this work is not a lot of value added in the sense that they're not going to make money off of this. And so it's expensive work. And so for us to be able to come in, do proper planning, work at a landscape level, which is really, really actually kind of a really incredible thing, instead of working one project at a time that are really disconnected from each other, working in the highest priority areas, is great for the landowners. And then hopefully we get them essentially cut, restored back into good shape, ready to receive fire, good or bad. And then hopefully they learn about some stewardship about their property and they move forward and they continue to do the operations and maintenance to keep it in good shape.
So you're doing work with private landowners. I'm assuming you're doing some education and training as well.
Yeah. And again, you know, we have the Forest Service and the BLM. They're also federal agencies and they work on the federal land. But, you know, around here, I don't think we have a lot of the folks we work with in general. They definitely need some education to learn about their property, learn about stewardship. And a lot of them are up to it. And a lot of them, you know, demographically have moved here in the last how many ever years. And, you know, they're learning about their forests. And so part of the process, you know, the challenge for us is one, it's always funding. Two, it's, you know, the education. We want to turn people into stewards of the land. We want them, after we're gone with this big investment, to continue to understand the property, what's happening, how to maintain it, to love the property, and then set themselves up to go, you know, do ongoing maintenance. One of the really unique things around here is we have basically, we would consider hardwood conifer stands that, you know, they don't, once you cut them, they don't just stay cut. They continue to resprout, whether it's the oak, madrone, manzanita. And so it's an ongoing thing. You can't just cut them and walk away around this area. So, you know, ongoing maintenance and long-term stewardship is really our goal.
My guests are Marco Bay, director of the Lomecotsi Restoration Project, and Peter Winnick. He's the district conservationist for Jackson County Natural Resources Conservation Service. Peter, how many landowners are you working with?
We're just talking in the forestry realm here, but we work with small ag producers and folks on pasture, and we work across, you know, all agricultural stuff. You know, one of the things we do here, which I really like about the NRCS, the locally led process. So what we do with our programs and our staff here may be very different than what they do in, say, Pendleton, Oregon, for example. They don't have the issue of, you know, say, forest fires or irrigation inefficiencies. And so, you know, forestry and fuels reduction has become a very huge, massive, you know, resource concern that affects everybody. And so, you know, I would say we probably have somewhere right now, probably 75 active contracts, whether they were let this year or somewhere in the last couple of years. And, you know, we usually give people anywhere from 3 to 5 years to get the work done, whether it's the cutting, the piling, the slash, treatment, you know, the planting, wildlife habitat plantings and things like that. And so we probably have 75 active contracts. But, you know, in the years I've been here, we've probably worked and done financial assistance and with probably 300 to 400 individual landowners through a lot of different areas in the county.
Okay. So that's within a county or a state?
I represent Jackson County. We're part of what we call the Southwest Basin Team, which is the five Southwest counties, Douglas, Josephine, Jackson, Coos, and Curry. And there's someone that does what I do in Coos and Curry, and there's someone that does what I do also in Douglas. So I'm really only speaking to us, but, I'm sure it's in the thousands of private landowners and that we're working with and giving, again, part of it too isn't just the financial assistance, it's the planning on the front end. We go out with, you know, partners that help develop forestry plans to figure out what is out there, what the landowner objectives are, and we write up a plan to try to help get to that end state with them. And so it's more than just financial assistance.
And leading with that plan, Marco, let's go back to the fuel profile. How does that work into the plan? And tell me about the short-term and long-term goals of the project.
Sure. So, you know, just to connect with the private landowner part, as part of this project, there'll be about 200 to 250 landowners that will be engaged. And we're looking at anywhere from 40 acres, maybe in some cases 20 acres to a couple hundred acre private non-industrial parcels. So really the goal of this strategy, it ties to a bigger strategy called the Rogue Basin Forest Restoration Cohesive Strategy that's been developed by the Southern Oregon Forest Restoration Collaborative in partnership with our federal and state partners, Oregon Department of Forestry, Forest Service, BLM, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Looking at the whole basin, we need to treat out of that 4.6 million acres. We have about 1.1 million acres that are ecologically departed, meaning they've grown very dense. Those forests haven't seen fire in sometimes 100 to 150 years. So we have a big fuel hazard. And in order to get this work done, we're being very strategic, as Peter Winnick just shared. We're targeting these treatments on strategic ridgelines where it can benefit multiple properties. It's looking more at a basin or a sub-basin and landscape scale. And how can we reduce that fuel profile in an ecological way by protecting diversity of tree species, hanging on to our larger trees, working with our private landowners on a conservation-based ecological approach, and reducing that fuel profile along ingress and egress, so access points, you know, road systems. A lot of the work will also be conducted around home site defensible space, not with this funding, but with other funding programs. So it ties into an opportunity to reduce the fuels and hopefully get those flame lanes to about 4 feet. That's our long-term goal of trying to reduce the fuels and conduct monitoring work so we can ensure that there's safe access to suppress fire if needed. And then for future opportunities to utilize low intensity, carefully applied, mild, prescribed burning, or manual maintenance treatments. So as Pete said, we're setting these landowners up for success. We're implementing the heavy lift. The big labor intensive part of the work is that initial treatment. You're entering a forest or a woodland that hasn't seen management in 50 to 100 years. And getting that work done and having the resources through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, this $21 million, to be tactical and strategic on where we put those treatments. We have three zones that we've looked at. So we're going to refine this strategic approach and try to thread those different fuel reduction treatments together cross-boundary. We're also looking and working closely with our partners in the BLM and leaning on a lot of the treatments they'll be doing across the fence between private and public lands, because fire knows no boundary. So that's really the strategic approach to this effort. And in addition to this $21 million, partners are bringing $6 million in leverage. So we're bringing contributions. Loma Costa alone is bringing $1.7 million in co-investment. So this is a partnership. It's not just a grant. It's a conservation strategy effort with our partners at NRCS and our other agency and NGO partners. So it's very exciting, a national program. And because of our strategic partnership and our high-functioning ability to work together for so many years, Washington, D.C., and our friends at the state level saw this would be a very worthy investment, one of the projects in Oregon.
Well, it sounds exciting, but we'll have to leave it there. We're running out of time. Thanks for an insightful conversation, gentlemen.
Thank you.
My guests were Marco Bay, director of Loma Costa Restoration Project, and Peter Winnick. He's the district conservationist for Jackson County Natural Resources Conservation Service.